One of my favorite, and I would say the world's favorite, tactics to hard things and emotions is avoiding them. We have many coping mechanisms that are not healthy, and we use them all in the name of making it through, getting by, survival mode. But what if we actually are avoiding what can help us? I think one of the best biohacks is to feel your emotions. Want to talk about why? Okay, we're going to do that today. And speaking of feelings,
Mama, you didn't know you could yell at your precious 2-year-old. You feel so guilty and like you're doing the worst job at mothering. You feel like you're failing and you're failing your kids and yourself and your spouse, and you just aren't a good enough mom. You also feel that if you just had a little more time, a little more patience, a little more energy, oh, and a lot more sleep, you would be better. I know this because this was me not that long ago. I felt I should be a better mom because my kids only get one. It's me. But there was so much pressure from the culture around me to do better, to be better, and in myself. And this pressure kept building to the point where I almost snapped. I need you to hear me that these are lies the enemy wants you to believe. But until you pull up the roots of these lies, they will continue to be what you operate under, and you will continue to feel this way. I want you to live and walk and mother in God's truth. Surviving by treading water and being exhausted all the time isn't how motherhood is supposed to be. The gift of a child or children is your time to thrive and shine. If you are saying yes and amen to that, won't you join me in this life-changing step? I want you to go right now to bit.ly/ShanWright, ShanWright. We are going to do this together. I'm going to hold your hand and we're going to overcome these lies, dig up roots, and plant beautiful flowers of truth that have strong roots. You are going to blossom into a beautiful, vibrant mother. You ready? Let's go. Hey, Mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to 4, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, Mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. Remember, being a parent is the refiner's fire. Yes, we are getting refined in learning every day. And something we can learn all throughout life is about our feelings, how to express them, how to process them, learn from them. We realize very quickly with our 2-year-old that they have strong feelings, and so do we. So, in order to help them, we have to learn how to emotionally regulate as well. First, we have to go first. It is a skill to learn. So if we don't know how or we aren't doing it well, it's never too late to learn. Today, I'm going to share 5 reasons why one of the best biohacks is to feel your emotions. Okay, in my 56 episodes, we've talked a lot about changing your thoughts and beliefs and the roots to what we do and say. And lately, I've been sharing more on emotional wellness because this is my story. And I know
emotional and mental wellness are intertwined. We are one, all connected as one holistic person. And I know very strongly that emotions are messages that are telling us our wellness needs. If we don't tune into them, then we're not really meeting our wellness needs. So I'm going to go through these five reasons so that you can feel a little more of why you feel how you feel. Okay, you ready? Okay, number one, emotional awareness. The act of acknowledging and naming your emotion increases your awareness of what you are feeling. This awareness allows you to better understand your reactions, your triggers, the patterns of behavior, what your emotion is telling you. It allows you to understand the message. You may have noticed I changed my statement on my cover art of my podcast to simple wellness solutions for managing anxiety. And this word managing is really about feeling. These are not simple solutions to cover up, to cope, to hack our way, to cover the anxiety. But I really want to get the message across to manage is in how you feel and learn from it. I would have said all these words if it could be longer than 10 words, but that's what the episodes are for. The content inside is to expand on how you can feel and learn and process this anxiety. So I hope you can see that, and I hope you're learning that. We are not managing anxiety by putting Band-Aids on anything or using any unhealthy coping mechanisms, but really, we're recognizing it, becoming aware of it, naming it, feeling it, taking all the shame out of feeling it, and taking it to God, where He provides true rest, healing, and shalom. Proverbs 15:13 says, "A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken." And Proverbs 4:23 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Friend, today we are really talking about your heart and your emotions that well up in your heart. And this is what the Bible says. The Bible says so much about your heart. And I think we focus so much on the mind and we miss the heart aspect. And the heart is your emotions. It is what you're feeling. It is all that comes before the thought. And so it says plainly, watch over your heart with diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. If you do not guard your emotions and watch over them, what does that mean, watch over them? Pay attention to them. Find out what they're saying. When you cry, find out what that means. When you tear up when you're watching something, why did I do that? When you feel that those butterflies in your stomach when you're going to do something or say something or act, why is that coming? Why are you feeling that? Okay, so watch over your heart. Don't just, you know, recognize that we have this pumping organ inside of us, but we're supposed to watch over our heart with all diligence. So we're going to pay attention to these emotions. We're going to be aware. We're going to be emotionally aware, because that is what the Bible says in Proverbs, where all the springs of life flow from. Okay. All right. Number two is to reduce stress. Yay. That's what we want, right? This is identifying and expressing your emotions can reduce your stress, because when we bottle up these emotions or deny them, ignore them, we don't watch over them with all diligence, this leads to increased tension and anxiety. And on the other hand, if we express them, name them, we can have this sense of relief and just release. Like, we got it out. We've said it before. I'm getting my stress out. Stress relief. That's why we exercise. It is a stress release. Because we are one holistic person, when our body is moving and acting out, it is letting out those emotions through that stress relief as exercise. I may have said this before, but whenever I walk, I can just, or even run, walk or run, I can get so much good ideas and connection to God. And I feel like God is really speaking to me and I can hear him, because that is the bodily action of your emotions being exercised out and being released. And so we're all connected, one human being. And so an act like that and actually moving really does fire up your brain, get your blood flowing to your brain and through all your organs. And so everything, mental, emotional, physical, body is in action. And that is really healing. So of course we would love anything that reduces stress, right? We're under a lot of stress. And a lot of times I hear and have felt myself that moms are so tired. I have probably said that, you know, 1,000 times myself. And because of this tiredness, there's a lack of energy. I am feeling that today, and I have been for the past couple of days, because of travel and time change and unhealthy food. And I'm feeling a lack of energy and excitement. But it comes from my body being tired internally. Like, this is now leading to more stress and anxiety, as I have no energy to wake up early and prepare for the day and big things I've had coming up this week. And now this is leading to just this low level of stress of getting it all done in time. The anxiousness of being tired. This anxiety is a result of unhealthy habits and unhealthy lifestyle choices, even just over a week's time, that have led to tiredness and low energy. And the simple solution is sleep. You can go check out my episode 45 on tired of being tired. But for now, I wanted to point that out, because being physically tired, I am feeling the anxiety rise, the stress rise. The physical and emotional go hand in hand. Okay, so this is why this is so important today, that we learn that we have to feel these things so that we can be more well holistically. Okay, number three, emotional regulation. And we talked about this with Charlotte in episode 48. Okay, so once you can identify your emotions, you are better equipped to regulate them. Of course, by putting a name to what you're feeling, you can begin to manage those more effectively. For instance, if you're feeling anxious, simply labeling it as anxiety can help take steps to calm yourself down. This is crazy, because when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety in pregnancy and postpartum, it wasn't until my third pregnancy postpartum that I named it anxiety. Before that, I was just like, I'm so overwhelmed. I couldn't label it, and therefore I couldn't take the steps to handle it, because I wasn't looking up the right information for it. I wasn't searching for scripture on it and books on it. And I just, when you don't name it the right thing, you're really just confusing yourself more on what's going on. So this was kind of interesting. This has to do with my daughter. And she came home from school and was telling me right away, she ran into me and said that someone had gotten sick at school that day. She was saying that her and so-and-so were the only two in the class who get really anxious, and they were really anxious about getting sick too. And then I reminded her, okay, I'm glad you can say that and you know that, but what do you do when you feel anxious? Now that you know you're feeling this, what can you do? And then we talked about binding and loosing. And but what's really good is that she was learning and naming what it was. And then she knows at that point what to do with it. So we have this kid's book that I got for her actually when she was a lot younger, but it's called What Am I Feeling by Josh and Christy Straub. Josh is has a PhD in child psychology, and they talk a lot about emotional wellness and have written several books. And this book is based off of their son, and it's so perfect to teach kiddos about feelings. Even has a feelings chart in the back, and the main character, Sam, is I think supposed to be their son, and he has this bodily feeling that he starts the day out with. And it's, I'm feeling flippy in my tummy. And he's not sure why. He knows he can feel the physical. He feels in his body something's off, but he does not know yet that it's anxiety. He doesn't know why he's feeling this, right? The feeling has come before the thought can even form as to what this is. And so he's feeling flippy in his tummy. And it's interesting. He goes to school and the other kids, they're all feeling something too, right? Kids feel things and they are expressing their feelings way better than we do sometimes, but also in just ways that correlate with their feelings. So Alex is stomping his feet because he's mad. He's doing a physical action. And Hudson is super happy, has a big smile on his face because he is happy about something. Then there's another girl who is pouting and arms crossed and scowl on her face because she's jealous. So it's interesting. We can see these bodily emotions coming out, right? We see the emotions coming out on our body, in our actions, in our movements. And there's a famous saying in the book that a feeling is just a feeling. It's not in charge of you. So we are teaching our kids that we want to feel the emotion, what it does to us, what it does to our body, but we then regulate that and it's not in charge of us. We get to take that feeling and tell it what to do, and then we get to control our actions based off of understanding it and knowing why we're feeling that way. Okay, so it's really good and it's helped me so much too, right? Okay, and then number four is improved communication. So being able to accurately articulate our emotions can enhance our communication with others when you express how you're feeling in a clear, specific manner. It helps others understand you better. It helps you understand yourself better, which can lead to better interactions with others. So this has been such the learning process, right? Like learning how to communicate what you're feeling with others in a clear and specific and kind and gentle way is hard. In this book, with the several interactions with the kids that are feeling all these ways, the hurt, sad, mad, they are naming the feeling, recognizing what they're feeling, and then they communicate it with each other. And it leads to forgiveness and healing, and they make, you know, hugs and they're friends again. And so once they understand what they are feeling, they communicate that and apologize for not regulating their emotions well. But obviously they don't say it like that. But it does improve their communication. So like I said before, we are so big on mind and mindset. And the Bible is too, but it also is really big on your heart. And it says in Matthew 12:34, this is the Passion Translation. How can your words be good if you are rotten within? For what has been stored up in your heart will be heard in the overflow of your words. When virtue is stored within, the hearts of good, upright people will produce good fruit. But when evil is hidden within, Those who are evil will produce evil fruit. So take it from the Bible. If you want to communicate good words, it will come from your heart. And what's in your heart? Our beliefs, our feelings, our emotions, love, Jesus. His fruit is in our heart. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is the spring of life that comes out. It is the fruit of the Spirit, which we all want so desperately, right? We want our kids to have it. We want to grow in more of it, and we want it to come from us. And what we have planted, what the roots say is there, is what will come out. And we have to care for that. So remember, our words come from our thoughts, which come from our beliefs. Where are our beliefs? In our hearts. So emotions precede your thoughts. John 14:1 says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." It doesn't say think about God. It says believe, and then you won't be troubled or anxious. So the Amplified version, I like this too. It says, don't let your heart be troubled, afraid, or cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust him. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. And believe also in me. This makes me think of this sweet video going around on the internet. And it's a little older, but I just saw it come across my Instagram feed. And it's of a late stage dementia 88-year-old woman. She was being asked some basic questions from, I presume, her daughter, like, what did you eat for lunch? What color shirt did you wear yesterday? What is your address? Who is Linda? Who is Paul? I'm assuming these are family members. And she doesn't know anything, nothing. And then she says, who is Jesus? And the woman says, oh, Jesus is the one that lives in my heart. He's going to take me home. I love him. And she's not upset. She doesn't know anything else. But she gets excited when she knows this, and she does know this. It's in her heart. And you can see she laughs, and she's like, and her daughter says, that's amazing, isn't it? She said, yeah, I love him. She says he lives in her heart, and he's going to take her home. Her mind and brain are sick and dying, slowly dying. But her heart knows something. It's her heart. It's not her brain, but it knows, because that's where her belief is. It knows that she loves him, that he's taking her home. She knows where she's going. She doesn't know what she just ate for lunch 5 minutes ago, but she knows she's going home to heaven with God. Like, I cannot get over this video because of what it shows, how we know Jesus in our heart. And I even showed it to my kids, and I think it's such a great way to explain that to them, that Jesus lives in your heart. You can know him with your heart. You don't have to understand everything about him and how he can be in heaven and how he can be in your heart and my heart and everyone's heart. You don't have to understand it with your brain, but you know it with your heart. So love is an emotion, and there's so many times that we want to focus on the mindset and renewing our mind, which is in the Bible. That is true. But it also says everything springs forth from the heart. So we have to look at our emotions and our feelings and not just logically our mind and renew there, because they are connected. So if you don't know the truth in your mind and you feel it in your heart, then we don't have it secure. It's not rooted. So back to the roots of your belief system, which is in your heart. Those roots go deep down into your heart. Okay. I like to picture it in my medical brain as the root systems in your brain stem, where is your thinking and your processing. Their blood vessels run right down into your heart. Your heart is the center, and then everything flows in and out of it. Dr. Anita Phillips came out with a book called The Garden Within last year, and I've heard her speak on this book, and she describes it in this way: seed, soil, plants, fruit, spirit, heart, mind, body. Believe, feel, think, do. Beliefs, emotions, thoughts, then behaviors. This is what happens. This is the progression of life. You know, it starts as a seed, then it goes to the soil, the seeds in the soil, plants come from that, fruit comes from that. So same thing, beliefs are down in the seeds, then your emotions, then your thoughts, then your behaviors. So I love how she talks about all of this stuff. This is her definition. Emotions are the impact the situation has on your brain and body. Emotions are bodily experiences. And the more that we learn about them and feel them, we strengthen our automatic nervous system and we become embodied. We feel the feelings that strengthen our mind, body, and spirit. And this will lead to number 5, improved relationships. So being able to name your emotion and feel your feelings helps navigate relationships because we can express our needs and boundaries clearly. And this encourages empathy and understanding with each other, for ourselves and each other. So this helps with your relationships with your spouse, your kids, friends, and their relationships. So as we raise kingdom kids, we first are caring for our holistic health, so we then can teach them how to do it. Again, in this book, the feelings book that I had for my kids, What Am I Feeling? Once our feelings are communicated clearly, the relationships improved. A few years ago, as I was starting to learn about this anxiety in myself and the feelings that came and the bodily experiences that came from it, I was able to communicate that better. And so I would say to my husband, hey, if I'm snapping at you and I'm irritated and I'm not talking nice, can you just know in my heart that I do not want to do that? But what's happening is I'm very anxious about something and it's not coming out. It might not have anything to do with what I'm snapping about, but I'm very anxious about something. So can you do me a favor as my spouse? Can you help me get out of it? Can you ask me simply in the middle of it what I'm anxious about? Help me get my heart and what I'm feeling out of my head. So not only am I communicating what is happening inside of me and what I'm feeling before it even happens, because I've understood and I've emotionally regulated and I have emotionally been aware of what's going on, it improves our relationship forward. And I'm asking him to come alongside of me and help me and be accountable to this with me, and to that in turn helps him be more self-aware as to when he does this too. It has helped so much. So there's this saying, right? I'm stuck in my head, which is really playing that negative soundtrack round and around, letting those lies go round and around and not addressing the emotions. You're stuck in your head. So I hope I've helped you see with these 5 reasons that one of the best biohacks is to feel and name your emotions, because that is where it all starts. Your emotions precede your thoughts. So we have to get down to our beliefs in our heart and let everything be felt and feel and become self-aware. So let me recap what the 5 things are again. So first, you're going to be self-aware. You're going to be emotionally aware of your emotions, and this helps you to better understand your triggers, how you react to things, your behaviors, because they flow from that. Number 2, another reason is it's going to reduce your stress. So once you can name the emotion, you can understand what's happening. When I get really anxious that I'm tired, I can name what is happening and not be anxious and crazy and snapping, but I can say, oh, I'm anxious because I am tired, and that is where that's stemming from. And then you can reduce that stress. It helps you emotionally regulate, okay? So it helps us to learn what we do with these emotions, what they're called, what we do with them, what is happening in our body with them, and how we can learn and grow. And then it improves communication. Once you know that, once you are emotionally regulated, you are able to improve communication with you, yourself, and others, and pass that on. And then it, in turn, of course, improves your relationships from there. So I pray this was helpful for you today. I know it has been for me on this journey of understanding my emotional wellness better and being more whole and well emotionally and mentally and physically. So I pray this blessed you today. Pass it on to a friend. Come share in the Facebook group what you loved about this episode. That is at bit.ly/holistichacks. And until next time, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful. He will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom. Shalom. Hey, wellness warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @theshanwright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.